This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. This is Kalisha from Developing Diamonds bringing you another reminder for At The Home in Quarantine. We're up to reminder number 4 now, where we're going to look at some tips or ideas about learning whilst at home. So as Muslims, we know that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And not only is seeking knowledge an obligation, but seeking knowledge, particularly Islamic knowledge, is a path for us, inshallah, to paradise. As the Prophet, peace be upon him, also says, whoever travels a path in search of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for him a path to paradise. So we want to be a people who are attached to learning, and we want to learn for the sake of Allah and learn anything which is beneficial. It might be Islamic knowledge, it might be knowledge of the sciences, it might be knowledge about health, about geography, the world, whatever the topic, as long as we are seeking it to bring some kind of greater understanding or benefit to our lives or to others, then inshallah it will be blessed knowledge. And ultimately we want knowledge to boost us in faith and conviction in our religion as well, inshallah. So number one is to make sure that you are reading the Quran daily and studying the Quran daily. And you might be someone who is reading it in Arabic only. You might be someone who's also studying the translation. You might be someone who is part of a tafsir course or class, or maybe you're studying tajweed. Maybe you're studying Quranic Arabic. We want to be a people who are tied to the Quran daily without fail. This should be, you know, an essential part of our life. Just like we can't survive without water, we shouldn't be able to survive without reading the Quran every day. And really, the Quran is tied to our spiritual survival. So if you want your spirituality, your faith, your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be strong and to be maintained all throughout your life, and particularly in this difficult phase of being, you know, stuck at home day by day, then the Quran should be our number one go-to when it comes to our reading. Number two is read books. And, you know, pretty straightforward suggestion there, but be someone who always has a book in tow or always has a book to turn to for learning and wisdom. Unfortunately, we're in times where visual content is the go-to now for learning, but this is not true. True knowledge, you know, true knowledge lies in being connected to the written word. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you know, in the Quran, how he created the pen, he commanded, you know, the pen to write, and we're commanded to read, and for us to be tied to knowledge, and that we learn what we don't know through reading. Number three is check out online learning. And no doubt at the moment, it's absolutely limitless where you can get online learning at the moment, free content, paid content, local content, international content. There are so many free online platforms for you to partake in structured learning or even non-structured learning. But I would really advise you to be involved in some kind of structured learning where you are directly connected to scholars, maybe locally or internationally. Do courses which are Islamically, accredited courses, leading you from stage to stage, or developing a deeper understanding, as opposed to constantly skimming the surface in your Islamic learning in particular. But otherwise, you've got so many different other topics that are mainstream topics, you know, to do with any area that you're interested in learning about. Use your time for study, inshallah. Number four is make sure you're exposing yourself to positive media and social medias as well. When it comes to learning, we don't realize that all of this social media and online input is ultimately impacting and shaping what we know and what we believe about ourselves, about the world, about everything, really. It's greatly impactful, the visual content we expose ourselves to. And if you are, you know, on your devices quite a lot, make sure that your news feeds are coming up with legitimate, authentic sources of learning, as well as positive sources of, you know, role models and places of learning, whether it's media or general, you know, inspirational clips and that sort of thing. Number five is for learning at home is call a mentor or an elder. And this is something that I really want to emphasize on. A lot of the time we stick to our social circles or people that we've always known, who are in our comfort zone already, But I think there is great benefit and great growth to be found when we attach ourselves or we connect with a mentor or an elder who has greater life experiences or wisdom than us, who can give us some points of advice on different things every now and then. It doesn't mean to spend hours and hours bothering the person, but rather just to touch base and ask them for some sincere advice on an area that you are wanting to know more about or improve on, inshallah. So I hope these tips help you with thinking about your learning at home and where, what kind of learning you are partaking in, and whether it's structured or not, whether it is building you spiritually or not, and making sure that what you're exposing yourself to ultimately is beneficial learning and not just mindless browsing or scrolling online as well, nor watching too many Netflix series or binge watching in different types of shows. So just be aware of the time that's being used when you are on your devices. So if you have any questions or suggestions, please let me know. You can also check out developingdiamonds.com.au and look out for our next video, which is community at home, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for tuning in. Feel free to share this video with others.